This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, June 13th. God's word to you today is caution. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 23, verse 4, and it says, "Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint." God honors hard work and not workaholism. God wants you to work hard, but he does not want you to be a workaholic. God wants us to be passionate about our professions, but God does not want us to be obsessed with our professions. Obsessing about your work is unhealthy. However, you will discover that not many things can happen except you are committed to hard work. So sometimes it appears as though there is a thin line between being committed to hard work and being a workaholic. In actual fact, the line is very thin, and God is going to show us this thin line. For the people who have crossed the line and have become workaholics, God is going to give us the antidote so that we can be healed in Jesus' name. Ecclesiastes 10:15 from the Good News Version says, "Only someone too stupid to find his way home would wear himself out with work." I used to be like this. I practically slept in the office. It was as if I had lost my way home. Sometimes I would come out of my office and not remember where I parked my car. And the car I was driving at the time did not have a key finder. I was a workaholic. It was so bad that God needed to set me free. Over the next few days, I will be sharing with you the things God used to deliver me. Some people still think I'm a workaholic. My response to that is, with addictions, sometimes people tend to relapse, but I am totally free in Jesus' name. Say amen. Being a workaholic is an addiction, and like any addiction, everything else suffers just for you to get that fix. People are willing to betray their families, betray their commitment to God, and betray even their health. Workaholics will put everything on the line because of their job, like they're job junkies. A wealthy young man was practically dying, and the problem was that he could not sleep. He had businesses in North America, Europe, and in Asia. When Asia is sleeping, North America is awake. And when North America is sleeping, Asia is awake. So he was working round the clock. Even when he took some time off, the thought that someone in his city could be richer than him drives the sleep away. A lot of us are variations of this man. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me to be passionate but wise with work. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.